102.7 Babaliti FM, sauti ya jamii.
Welcome to Isiolo Barak Secondary School Journalism Club. My name is Loyan Agostino Escoku. I'm here to introduce our theme, education. I want to start by the defining meaning of education. Education is the process of teaching, training, and learning, especially in schools or colleges, to improve knowledge and development skills. As we know, education is the core activity that we cannot achieve our goals like employment, teaching, doctor, pilot, and many other courses. But apart from being an important role in our daily lives, education it experiences a lot of problems and challenges. The challenges affecting education, especially in our county, Isiolo. Displacement due to insecurity. When a certain area is affected by insecurity, the schools might end up closed, leading to zero learning activity due to insecurity and fear. This has been witnessed within Isiolo County in our occasions. Secondly, natural calamities. During the heavy rainfall period, some regions experienced flooding, leading to some schools closed and displacement of the people. Thirdly, some students are being brought up in a society where drugs and substances are being abused. These students might end up being drug addicts. These students end up influencing others to the use of drugs and substances. Some schools within the county face a lack of enough teachers, leading to slow syllabus coverage. Over-enrollment in school is another challenge affecting education due to congestion brought in by overpopulation. Isiolo being a marginalized county, the level of poverty is high, leading to high number of pregnancy in the society.
102.7
My name is Raida Ibrahim from Isiolo Barak Secondary School. We have heard that my colleague have said that challenges about their education. Now I'm representing the solution for the problem faced education. Schools should be located in well-secured places to ensure security of the student during insecure moments. There should be good roads and communication system around the school for easier movement of students during harsh climate conditions like heavy rainfall. The government should introduce peer counseling in school to help students with their mental issues. The government should employ enough teachers in all schools around Kenya to counter the inadequacy of teachers and quick syllabus coverage in all schools. The society should educate on the importance of education by fighting early marriages and early pregnancies among the enrollments. School-going girls. The county government of Isiolo should allocate extra funds to cater for the needs of the less fortunate in the sector of education by giving them bursaries to help them cater for the fees of the needy.
102.7 Babaliti FM, sauti ya jamii.
My name is Esther Gaichumia. Welcome to Isiolo Barracks Journalism Club. Benefits of education in our society. Point number one, developing problem-solving skills. This education system teaches us on how to obtain and develop critical and logical thinking and make independent decisions. If one has spent years educating themselves, they should be able to make sound decisions on these various quandaries. Number two, improving the economy. Education helps our country to grow economically, since it is about getting knowledge and being able to apply it wisely to our lives. Number three, creating modern society. Education is the key essence for modern society. Education molds people into leaders, not only with knowledge about subjects, but also shows them how to live with emotions and true values. Number four, creating more employment opportunities. They need to compete to get their jobs. However, with the right qualifications and education background, you will increase your chances of landing a fulfilling job. Number five, securing a higher income. People with high education and varied experiences are more likely to get high-paying jobs. Number six, creating equal opportunities. The importance of education has always been as great as it is, irrespective of caste, gender, and religion.
102.7 Babaliti FM, sauti ya jamii.
My name is Nasra Mohamed. Welcome to Isiolo Barak Secondary School Journalism Club.
as my colleague have talked about education as an important sector in our country, also health is an important sector. How Isiolo is trying to reduce maternal mortality? The rate of death of mothers and infants remain high in Isiolo, with statistics from the United Nations Population Fund indicating that 790 mothers are dying out of 100,000 deliveries owing to long distance between health facilities, inadequacy of health and cultural factors such as female genital mutilation, FGM, and early marriages. Similarly, Isiolo is among six regions contributing to the more than half of mortality cases recorded in Kenya. The burden of maternal mortality among communities in Biloko Bulesa Community Conservancy and its environs continue to be greatest challenge, especially with limited access to a life-saving facility for safe deliveries. Access to safe and clean water supply to the facility and the community was also a challenge. To ensure regular supply of clean water to the facility, the Swedish government through the Imara program supported connection of water to the dispensary, with 20,000 liters of water being pumped to the facility daily. And what I've said is a challenge encountered in health facilities. Let's go to look how they are trying to help, they are trying to bring, to reduce these problems. But there is a new hope to avert the high cases of maternal and child mortality cases in Isiolo, especially in Miriti sub-county, with the opening of a new dispensary which has an equipped maternity wing. The health facility is set to be launched in the coming months. With the support of Danish International Development Agency, DANIDA, through the Northern Rangelands Trust, NRT. Currently, the facility has a maternity block, new clinic, renovated old facility, which is now being used to house staff and serve as a store, an incinerator for safe waste disposal, and a fence, all supported by DANIDA. The staff accommodation, laboratory, storage facility, placenta pits, and equipping the maternity wing was founded with the generous support of Hungry Helps, with the county government of Isiolo chipping in to support the dispensary with personal and medical supplies. We expect to have an increase in hospital deliveries since more patients from neighboring villages are visiting the dispensary of late to access primary health care, says Madina Carlo, nurse in charge of Biliko Bulesa Dispensary. Since it was opened in March 2020, at least 52 safe deliveries have been successfully carried out in the new maternity, one step further in reducing maternal deaths in the area. The 10-bed capacity maternity also serves as a temporary shelter for prenatal and postnatal for expectant mothers who came from hard-rich areas as they await their delivery time. Biliko Bulesa Community Conservancy programs and operations.
102.7
are supported by the United States Agency for International Development.
My name is Fatma Sharif from Isiolo Barracks Press Club. Special thanks to K-Comnet, Baliti Fraternity, Isiolo Barracks Administration, our club patron Mr. Mutegi, our neighbors and the school community at large.
My name is Nasra Mohammed. Special thanks to our principal, deputy and our patron Mr. Mutegi for introducing this program to us. We really appreciate it. And not forgetting our best radio station in Isiolo County, Radio Baliti, for supporting us. Thanks a lot.
102.7
I'm Christopher Mutedi. Tunashukuru K-Comnet kwa kuleta huu mradi. Special thanks to the K-Comnet, Baliti Fraternity School Administration, our club patron, our neighbors and the school community at large. Tunashukuru.
My name is Esther Gaitumia, Isiolo Barracks Secondary School Journalism Club. Special thanks to K-Comnet, Baliti Fraternity School Administration, our club patron, our neighbors and the school community at large. Thank you to our principal, Mr. Bundi, and his deputy, Mr. Salat. Okay, we want to take this opportunity to thank K-Comnet. We want to just to tell them to give us scholarships as Isiolo Barracks Journalism Club. Tunawashukuru tu kwa support yenu. Mkuje mtu support sisi kama vijana hapa hivi, talents ziko nyingi. Asante.
My name is Timothy Mutegi. I'm the patron, Isiolo Barracks Secondary School Journalism Club. First and foremost, I want to thank my student, who are members of the Journalism Club, for the good job they've done on this program. Secondly, I would want to give my sincere thanks to Radio Baliti through, or to K-Comnet through Radio Baliti, for rolling out this program among our schools and more specifically for choosing our school to be among the first few chosen schools to participate in this program. We are giving our sincere thanks to the Radio Bariti for keeping in touch with us and engaging our students in this program, because it has made us realize the much talent that we have among our students, and it is our request to KCOMNET through, again, Radio Bariti, if they can go a step further in trying to nurture these talents, especially for journalism. We have so many students who have a lot of interest in journalism. They can maybe have a mentorship program with them. They can also maybe fund them and assist them in acquiring more skills that become, because we are sure we have a majority of them who can become journalists even at a national level, or who can also further their journalism skills and become responsible citizens in this country. We are very happy about the program. We want to again sincerely say we are privileged to be among the first group to participate in this program, and we promise our support and continued participation every time these programs are in place. Thank you. 102.7 Bariti FM, Sauti ya Jamii.